Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we begin this Bible study this evening, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open all of our hearts and minds, to be receptive unto the truth and unto the revelation in which you want us to understand, so that we can grow thereby and be equipped, Father, to help those that are walking in darkness to come out of that darkness and into the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they too, Father, can have eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ in making heaven their home. Now, Father, may the Holy Spirit speak through me this evening so that the thoughts and the words are not mine, they're yours. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, as we finish the first one this morning. And we know that Paul looks upon Timothy as his son, but he's not his maternal son, he's his spiritual son, because he went through the help of Paul to become what he is. And that through Paul and the Lord Jesus Christ, to make him a minister of the gospel. And we all need exactly what Paul and Timothy both had, and most especially in this day and time. And God has put it out here for each and every one of us. And those of us that have been called to a work, whatever that work is, the Lord Jesus is expecting us to do that work, not a different, but that work. And you see, that's a lot of trouble today. There's too many that are claiming to be things they're not because of those that are living and trying to do works they are not qualified or called for. So now, let's start here with verse 1. It says, "Now therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Now you see, he's letting Paul know what we were just talking about. That we are, and that's everyone that is a child of God. I stand being accused all the time of being a woman hater. No, I'm not. I would love to have a church full of godly women doing the work that God calls upon them to do. But they are work that they are doing out there today, a lot of them, that they are not called for, and it is causing problems in our churches. We're having a lot of churches closed because of it. You see, it doesn't pay for us to go against God's word, neither men nor women. Because God's not a respecter of persons. And when he gives us something to do, that's what we are to do. And when he tells us things that we are not to do, then we are not to do them. And when we get them mixed up and we're doing things we're not supposed to be, it causes problems. And it can lead to a lot of people being led in the wrong direction. And this is what Paul is warning Timothy about here. All right, now, 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. And you see, when we are elders in the church, we are not to entangle our lives in the things of this world. We are to be there as the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the word of Almighty God. 5. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labor must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. You see here, Paul is warning Timothy of the difficulties of the ministry, and he's urging Paul to be strong in contrast to those who are walking defeated, and he is to take faithful men that has been selected and train them to be leaders and teachers. And he is also to see that personal discipleship was to be a vital part of Timothy's leadership. And he talked about endure hardness. That means that we are going to suffer affliction. And Paul is illustrating that by the use of using the truth by a soldier or an athlete and a farmer. All of whom suffer so that they in order will receive their reward. And to be able to do their best is what they have been trained to do. And then he talks about strive lawfully. And that simply means that you and I are to play by the rules. The rules of what? Of God's word. Not what I want them to say, not what I want them to tell me, but what they are actually saying. And as I study them, I am wanting the Holy Spirit to bring that revelation of Almighty God to me. Because that is what I want to share with others. Not my will, not my way, but God's will and his way. But that's not happening today in many, many, many places. They have brought things into the church that should never have been allowed in the front door. They have accepted homosexuality as another lifestyle. No, it's wrong. It is an abomination unto the Lord our God. Abortion. They've accepted it as being a woman's right. It's not her right to kill that unborn child. Because, you see, they claim that it is not living or a person until it takes its breath after birth. That's not so. It is a living being from the time of conception. When God put that spirit there, or it would not have formed and grown into being that child. And she does not have that right to choose whether it lives or dies. The right she had as far as concerning things that way was to have behaved herself and not got in that shape. Now, if she didn't want one, she should never have been doing the things she calls it. Now in 8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Paul is letting them know what he is preaching. Wherein, he said, I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. Paul is giving us a couple examples there of endurance. And the supreme example of one who endured such hardship. And that one was the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the hardship he went through in order to bring things to you and I that would give us life eternal with him in heaven. And then Paul also is letting them know that he himself is also an example to follow. Can you really stand and say that today and be honest about it, telling people, follow me in my life and you can make heaven your home and you can get along in this life a lot better than what you're doing? Is that true of your life? If it ain't, it needs to be, and you need to get it there in order for you to make heaven your home. We are to be witnesses and living examples of God's word. Now, 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. You know, the principles of endurance are based and the basis of an assurance of salvation. You see, these are things that most of the time when we are sitting down and reading, even reading in the Bible, we don't receive because we're not actually studying the word. We're reading it like a storybook, and it doesn't take effect on us as it should, because we are not getting the revelation that God has got in his word. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. And we know that is true because we know that as we went through the four Gospels, we were told that several times. 13. If we believe not yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. And you see, we know that the Lord God can't deny himself. And we are not to. We're not to deny him either. It doesn't matter whether we believe it or not, as far as he is concerned, because he knows who he is. There's no doubt in him whatsoever. He knows exactly. Because, you see, he cannot deny that. Now, 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. He's letting him know there. And he goes on in 15 and tying in with that statement there in 14, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, Paul, he told him to put them in remembrance. He meant to remind them of these truths. What truths is he talking about? He's talking about the truths of those things that he was preaching and teaching to them. And that he was writing in this letter about. And he tells us, you know, to rightly divide the word of truth. That means that we are to properly interpret the word. But we take that word, interpret, and we even teach wrongly about it. And when you are talking to others, you can see and understand what I'm saying, because they'll tell you, well, that's your interpretation, but that's not my interpretation. But you see, you and I, we don't have the interpretation or any right to interpret God's word on our own and for ourselves to make it say things it doesn't say. If you go to 2 Peter in chapter 1, starting with 19, he says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first. What's this word to know first? That no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You see, we get a lot of things wrong because that's what we want to do. We look at it and we want to interpret our way. I think it means this. No, it meant exactly what it said. 16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase more unto more ungodliness. In other words, keep your speech according to the word of God. Don't get out here in arguments and things that way, and joke telling and all of that, because as the word calls it, that's just babbling, and it will cause more ungodliness. Keep our speech according to the will and the ways of God. You say, oh, but you can't do that all the time. Yes, you can. And when something is said to you, there's times that you'll think, well, you know, I don't really know how to answer that. Take it quickly to your heart and ask God, how do I answer this? He'll give you the answer if you're his and you're walking with him. 17. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Uh-oh. Who concerning the truth have erred. Those two men have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. And you see, that's what they were doing back in that day and time. Those two were saying that the resurrection is already past. There wasn't but one resurrection past, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. The rest has still got ours to do, whichever way that will be. Whether it will be when the Lord comes for the church or when he comes for us as an individual. 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standing sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and that every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. God knows his people. Think about that. Yeah, that's what his words tell me. The Lord knoweth them that are his. He knows you. And you should be knowing him if you want to be one of his. Now, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. And we know this within our families, our own families. We have family members that are those that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, We've got family members that wants nothing to do with it. And we've all got it. It shouldn't be that way, but we know that it is. And we need them continuously in our prayers. Twenty-one. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. He's to be prepared for every good work according to what God will call him for. Now, he talks about the seal. That seal is the Holy Spirit. Which guarantees the security of the body of Christ. You see, most usually when we're reading, we don't stop to look at the main words that are used in those verses. Like here where he's using the foundation of God standing sure. And that refers to the preeminence of the church, which is built on the foundation of the apostles. Uh-oh. What church am I supposed to belong to? The one that is built on the foundation of the apostles, that is the word of Almighty God. This Bible and this word is our foundation. That leads us to the one that can give us salvation. The only one and the only way. There is no other way or no other one that can do that except the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, now, 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Your youthful lust. That youthful lust are deep-seated desires that are particularly perilous to those who are youthful and inexperienced. When he's talking about follow, means to pursue with intensity righteousness. Those things that are consistent with the character of God. That's why we are to have faith. Is belief in God's word. Charity is vocational. Love. In other words, that's godly love. Given regardless of its recipient's worthiness. You see, God loves us whether we're saved or not. He wants us saved. But he is still loving you and I, whether we are or not. The thing is, we know that when we stand before him, He's going to pass judgment on how we lived our life. And then we will know whether we have got heaven made our home or if we're going to split hell wide open. But really and truly, we should all know that before that time comes. Now, 23. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender stripes. Don't be asking foolish questions and talking foolishly about anything, because they are going to bring stripes and troubles our way. 24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. You see, we're to be, all of us, apt to do a certain amount and certain kinds of the teaching of God's word. Because when you are talking to someone and you are telling them about the word of God, if you are giving them the truth of God's word, that's exactly what you're doing. You are teaching them. And we are all to do it. Now, 25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Repentance, the change of mind, which will refer to the conviction that proceeds, leading us to genuine faith in Christ. The preaching of repentance clearly ought to accomplish the proclamation of the gospel. Think about these things. Now, 26, the last verse of chapter 2. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. And you see, you don't have to stay there. He doesn't have the power to make you stay there. You have to choose to stay there, because you are listening to him and accepting all of the deceit and all that he's given to you. Because you can always go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent, grow to become that born-again child of God, and Satan has no power over you at all. These are things that we don't get as we just sit down and read the Bible, do we? I ask you this question. I know you that read the Bible has read this chapter many times. How much of this that we've covered this evening did you receive before this evening? That'll let you know what just reading is doing for you. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of knowing who he's talking to. And rightly dividing that word. Knowing who he's talking to, who he's talking about, what he's talking about, what is for you, and what is not for you. These are all things for us to think about and to learn. And we're going to stop here for this evening. And God willing, we can be back into his word in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time. All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you now, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we come seeking from you the revelation of this your word to give us strength, to give us strong faith, to be able to stand on your word, to walk in your word, to be able to teach your word, to help others, as well as helping ourselves, so that we can all make heaven our home and spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, be with us as we separate now through this evening and through the night. Keep us all in health. Keep us safe. Help us rest through the night, Father, to awake early, to be ready for our study come morning. And Father, help us to continue our prayer through the night, praying for those that we love, praying for those, Father, that we don't know, but that we know that they are out there walking in darkness. And Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit can find a way to change their thoughts and to bring them to a knowledge of knowing that they need something more than themselves. They need one that can make them whole. And that one is the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Father. And help us to replace those that are in our office, Father, in our government, that is bringing evil upon us day by day. And to replace them with ones that will work for you, Father. Work for the church and work for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we need him back in every place he's been taken out of. Help us now, Father, to come together. Bring our churches together, Father, in truth, in unity, of one mind and one accord. And Father, then we could see great things happen. Be with us now, Father, through this night. And I ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great night. Rest. Be ready for in the morning. Good night, all.